Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close. Face off win. The rebound. And he scores. Barca! 2-0 Florida. The captain chips in. And the Florida Panthers win this first-round playoff series. Florida beats Tampa Bay in a postseason series for the first time ever. And they do so in a gentleman's sweep in 5 games.
Across for Sagan. Wrist shot. Glove save. Knocked down by Thompson. The rebound. Score! He does it again. Wyatt Johnston ties it up. Steal from Delandria. Looks to center. Another bank shot attempt. Score! Did Delandria tip it home? The fourth line of the Dallas Stars strikes Delandria. And that will do it. Every game has been a road win so far in this series that is now deadlocked at 2.
4 more games tonight and the opportunity for 4 more teams to advance. Those teams would be Boston, Carolina, Colorado, and Vancouver. Welcome into Sabres Live. On the heels of a night where 2 games that went the way of the Panthers and the Stars and Florida moving on, which prompts a lot of questions, which was most importantly their balance throughout the roster. I think they exhibited that pretty well. They obviously leaned on the high-end guys, but the fact that they, you know, this series wasn't nearly as ornery as what we saw 4 years ago against the Lightning, and the fact that Sam Bennett didn't play all the games but will get extra rest now for what will presumably be a heavier series against the Boston Bruins or Toronto Maple Leafs. Pretty comfortable, I would say. Not that you ever want to use that word at this time of year, but nice position to be in for the Panthers here after a 5-game ouster.
This is a perfect position to be in for the Florida Panthers. Number one, I felt like they played extremely well throughout the whole series and in some close games. And, you know, and then they were able to separate themselves from where Tampa was. A lot of people going in, and I was one of them as well, saying, I don't know if Florida, because they seem to be the more indisciplined team, will be able to keep Tampa's power play at bay. Well, they did that, right? Even getting a shorthanded goal by Barkov. But they still took penalties, but they played to who they are. That's what Florida did. They played to who they are. Bobrovsky was really good in net.
Well, he was better than Vasilevsky, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, and just, you know, oh my gosh, I saw so many stuff on social media yesterday because people were upset that Bobrovsky got a Vezina nomination yesterday.
He should win, in my opinion. He was the best goalie that I saw this year.
So I am more leaning towards you. I still think Connor Hellebuyck for me was the better goaltender, but I'm leaning more towards you than saying there was people out there, not gonna name that were like, Bobrovsky wasn't even the best goalie on his team. Are you kidding me? Like, in this, are these are like people that cover the league. I'm like, this was absolutely ridiculous. But Bobrovsky was really good in round one, and he's got another step to go. And that's why I'm thinking like this could be a big difference for Florida, is that there's another step for Sergei Bobrovsky to get to. And mm-hmm. then after that, Tampa, here's again, you and me, but people in general like to complain. Oh, look at Tampa, their circumvention of the cap and long-term IR.
Don't lump me in there. I've never complained about it.
I said we, and then I said us included. I did say us
but
included.
But I'm not included. I don't complain about it.
That's what I'm saying.
I literally don't.
No, us excluded. Sorry, did I say excluded?
Okay.
Us excluded. I didn't mean included. Us excluded. The rules are the rules. You play by the rules. If you have long-term IR people and whatever.
You know,
and
how happy I would be if the Sabres had $110 million payroll and we had seven guys that were future All-Stars sitting on IR?
Yeah, like, exactly. And then they came back
scenario.
For game one, or they came back for game four, they came back for the second round. Who cares? But nobody talks about it when Tampa, who's the second biggest payroll in the National Hockey League right now, at $93 million, $10 million over, they're out. Toronto, who's the number one payroll right now at $97 million, mm-hmm. is going to be out. Like in Vegas now is
maybe. I wouldn't go there yet, but
they're going to be out. Well, I'm not going to include you in that. That's my analysis. They're gonna be out. So, but nobody talks about it when it doesn't work. When you spend how do you feel being Tampa right now? Since we spent almost $100 million this year and we lost in five, right? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Everybody points to Tampa winning the cup with Kucherov saying, his whole thing, and they were $18 million over the cap, and then Vegas last year. Yeah, it worked a couple of times, but it also doesn't guarantee you anything.
Right. And the reality is every team that wins, regardless of whether they overspend to get that win, they will be negatively affected in the years following. It's just a simple fact. And you have to try to navigate your way out of it. And now the Lightning have one of the biggest challenges they've ever had. Although they have often found themselves in this exact situation, because this is not the first time that Steven Stamkos has been staring down unrestricted free agency. If anything, it's the strangest thing to me that an all-time franchise leader again finds it. Like, why are the deals never done ahead of time with Stamkos? What more does this man have to do to get the deals ahead of time so we don't have to do this? But it started before he got into the NHL with the Seen Stamkos campaign. It has happened.
I forgot about
times.
That,
like,
but yes.
Oh, he's going home to Toronto. He's going home to Toronto, right? And then, no, stays in Tampa. And here we are again. Now, it was...
Okay, well, I'm going to continue the whole, like, hey, I'm going to play on the... If I get a chance to run into Steven Stamkos the next few weeks here, I'm going to say, hey, Tampa is disrespecting you. Tampa, like, you shouldn't go back to Tampa. You should
explore the
market.
Yeah, but who are you working for when you're doing this?
I look at the hat I've got on, Duffer. I'm working for the Buffalo Sabres right now.
The problem is, Marty, I have a tough time staring directly at you and not seeing you as a man of many hats. This is the problem.
I do have many hats. I could put my Too Many Men hat from Shayna's and her podcast, which I got to get you and Jeff, by the way. But look, I would look at Steven Stamkos and I'd say, hey, they're totally disrespecting you. They don't want you. They gave everybody extension. They don't give you extension. You need to go somewhere where they would like you. And that place could be here. I'm just saying, look, what's the number one issue with the Sabres last year and a half was the power play. Oh, you know what? Steven Stamkos, last 3 years, top five in power play goals. I think that could help, right? Still top 15 in goals in the last 3 years, still got 40, and he's only 34. And this is not a time where Sabres got to look at, say, hey, let's get another 23-year-old, 24-year-old. Go get it. I'm not saying that Steven Stamkos is going to be available. I'm not even saying that Steven Stamkos would want to come to Buffalo. But if I'm doing my PR,
campaign,
I'm gonna find out where Steven Stamkos is over the next few weeks here, and I'm gonna try to bump into him at the local coffee shop and mention all of those things.
Well, good for you, because I will undoubtedly be in sunny Florida. So good luck with that. First part first, do you think he actually goes to market?
Yes.
Okay. So then where, what would his
short list? Because he's not retiring.
No, I know, but they could easily sign him tomorrow. Is what no, I'm saying. We've got two months of this nonsense.
Yeah, so. And then Patrice Bergeron did that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, right? Where he was the last player off the ice, hugged every Bruins, and then he came back for one more year.
There was actually very little emotion from Stamkos last night.
Yeah, but it was almost like a, I don't want to say an angry Steven Stamkos. Like, he was mad he lost. He's a very competitive player. Right. But I almost feel like he's, again, that whole, like, why am I not signed? And why is this going to be, like, the question mark for the next 6 weeks, 2 months, right? Like, is Stamkos staying in Tampa? Like, what's going on? Like, he's probably pissed off about it, and I would be too. So,
So you don't think so? You think he goes to market though?
I think he goes to market.
Okay, so then what's his short list?
Well, I think his short list would include Toronto, and I just, you know, like, I hear Wayne Gretzky talk about how he loved the Toronto Maple Leafs when he was a young kid and would have liked to maybe play for the Leafs. Didn't happen, right? But still, I think that there's a lot of people from Toronto that want to play for the Leafs, that grew up watching the Toronto Maple Leafs want to play there, which is fine. I would have liked to have played for the Quebec Nordiques, not so much the Canadians, but the Nordiques, just because that's where I grew up and they weren't in the league anymore, so it didn't matter. But I think the short list is going to be that, and Toronto may have that opening, because depending on what they do in the playoffs and what kind of roster changes they make, maybe they find a way to make that happen. And that's another discussion for later. But I think that Toronto would be on there. Buffalo, I'm not saying Buffalo is not on, would not be on his list, but it's an hour and a half away from home. It's close. It's, you know.
But what's home anymore, though? Home is Florida, man. Like,
well, probably for him, but you know.
Not probably. Like, it. It's where him and his wife and family have grown up.
Yeah, and like, I'll say this. Being that it's Tampa, he probably had his family down there more time than he wanted to. He probably was like, they always come down to Tampa because it's winter, it's Florida, it's nice and all of it. But I think there's probably a lot of other people that are close that it would feel like being at home. I don't know. I'm just doing my pitch sell here saying, hey, we're the closest other team to Toronto, which would be on the list.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm going to say you started it because I don't want to take responsibility for this, but let's continue the exercise by saying, if he stays in Tampa, he will be paid what per year?
Okay. If he stays in Tampa, Steven Stamkos is going to be paid $7 million per year.
Okay. What is Buffalo going to be able to pay him on an annual basis?
Buffalo could probably go to 7.5. I would say on a short-term deal, you'd give him a lot of money. Yeah, short-term. You have the cap space.
And what would he be making in Toronto?
Ooh.
Toronto, just know that if you say more than two, I'll be doing the show. You'll be doing the show by yourself the rest of the day.
Because he'd take a major making. He has to. Yeah.
Unless they absolutely blow the thing up, you know, they don't have a choice because they still got Tavares on the books for one more year.
Yeah. And that's the same thing with Tampa. Like, I say, what is Steven Stamkos' value on a 2-year deal? Like, he scored 40 last year, right?
He scored in every playoff game up until last night.
Exactly. Like, he was making $8 million and change. He was making $8.5 million. Like, it can't drop that much. He still is performing at a high, high level. A 40-goal scorer is at least a $6.5 to $7 million player. And on a short term, you know, you could do that. You could say, hey, you will take the hit for 2 years. Cap is going up. But I don't think Tampa can do that because they're already at $75 million and they only have 16 players signed, right? Mm-hmm. So they don't have the cap flexibility. Toronto, I could see Toronto coming in and saying, you've made a lot of money in your career, Steven Stamkos. According to Cap Friendly, Steven Stamkos has made $99.5 million in his career. They can say, like, you don't need the money. I get that. But I think his fair market value would be in the 6.5 to 7.5 range on a short-term deal.
Right. So if you're the Lightning, and you just outlined what their reality is, and you just saw them get eliminated by Florida, where is that $7 million best spent?
Be honest with you, I think it's $2.5 million players probably to have a, you know. But
rewind to the trade deadline. There was ample insider, I use that in quotations, information that suggested Noah Hanifin wanted to go there. And it's very clear that the Lightning kind of need another kingpin on defense here, yeah. I think. And maybe not to that extent, but you know what I'm saying here? This is why I'm asking the question. This is why it's not as easy as just re-sign Stamkos if you're the Lightning. That's the problem here for them.
But it is the problem. And really, the problem is, if you have a healthy Sergachev, Hedman, and Chernak, are you good with your top three in Tampa?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah.
But my problem with them is I think it goes beyond the top three, which is why I think they need another. You know what I mean? I think they need another $5 million defenseman. I really do.
Are you okay? And this is what I say. Like, are you okay with your depth, your third line and fourth line being filled with Ace Simont and Connor Sherry and Tanner Janot?
Well, Sherry can take a hike. I mean, I could care less about that. But, I mean, Ace Simont can play. Janot can play. Duclair coming back, if you get him on a reasonable term, can be effective. Again, like, you kind of raised my eyebrow yesterday on the show by saying that Florida had more depth. And I was like, I don't think so. And the Lightning scored a quarter more goals per game in the regular season. Like, they had depth. If anything, they were equal. But the difference making in the series to me was Florida's defense corps, which was healthy, and their goaltender was better than Vasilevsky, right? So I don't know. Like, there's just, put it this way, no matter how much we debate how the Lightning navigate the offseason, I don't think they're going to be overtaking Florida anytime soon.
Yeah, I get that. They're not taking Florida anytime soon.
Do you pivot hard off of Stamkos? Because the reality is even if we retain Stamkos, it's going to be very hard for us to beat Florida moving forward. And do they have to start some sort of phase of redeveloping this thing behind Cooch and Point and Hagel, whose contract extension kicks in next year? Like, it's the new wave, right?
It's the new wave, and they do have to readjust, and that's probably the biggest challenge that Julian Brisebois has had to do. I know they won the cups, and they every year when you win cups, obviously, you know, people make more money, and you have to make decisions. That happened with Chicago. That's happening with Tampa. That happened in Pittsburgh when they lost, you know, Bonino and Hagelin and whatever, right? It happens because your DAP gets more money. That's what happens. I still think, Duffer, and I know, and now I'm like, I almost say, let's take on this argument and let's have a, you know, battle of the depth and a poll. But I still think, like, when I look at the depth of Tampa, that's their number one area of need more than adding an extra defenseman. And maybe they would want both. They would want their depth and another defenseman. But if you have to make a decision, to me, it would be where you can add a little bit more depth and not have, you know, Shafey and, you know, Tyler Mott and Glenn Denning and those guys playing your bottom six.
Scored more than Florida. The problem is they gave up almost 9/10 of a goal more. Yeah, it's but defense. The guys clearly that scored, that's the Lightning issue.
Yeah, but the guys that scored, and maybe, you know, that's going to be maybe the, I know we have Shane on Friday, and maybe we'll ask her that, but I still think Tampa was a top heavy. It was Kucherov, it was Point, it was,
the
you know, Hagel.
Statistics don't say that, though. They had 9 guys with 10 or more goals. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's like we're reading off the same menu and not seeing the same ingredients. Like, I
well, I like, I like pizza. What do you like? You know, I get what you're saying. I just, this is, you know, the way that I look at it. And I say, well, I like Florida's depth and I didn't like Tampa's depth. In the end, Florida beat them in 5. So I think that all of the ingredients that Tampa tried to put together on their menu didn't work. It
but
didn't work because
depth forward, not including like late goals in last night's game that did anything for Florida. No, none of their bottom six did anything. Bennett wasn't there to be a factor. Like, to me, they're both built the same way when it comes to big names. And, you know,
right now they don't have Sam Bennett, and so it puts Lundell in the middle of Tkachuk and Verhaeghe. But if you have Lundell, Lustereinen, Nick Cousins, you know, Erod in the bottom six, I think it's better than Tampa's bottom six. But yeah, I mean,
if
did they
Bennett
perform?
And Lomberg were in there doing what they typically do, I think my commentary would be dramatically different. But anyway, I guess we might have three more rounds to debate this with the Panthers. So
it's not where the series was played. You're right. Their top guys, Florida's top guys, and Bobrovsky were better than Tampa's top guys and Vasilevsky. That's what.
Yeah, you know what? And I mean, shame on me for perhaps not drifting towards this type of sarcasm, disbelief. You know how Shayna has presented almost every week with us what she believes to be general manager's inherent lack of knowledge about goaltenders?
Yes.
So what must Shayna think on an annual basis that it is the general managers that vote on the Vezina? Like, of all the people in the world, she would say, these people aren't qualified to vote on the Vezina. They can't. They
so
can't
this
even
is why,
sign the right one.
This is why I want to start an actual official goalie union that's recognized that we actually would have a say in this. And if the Vezina Trophy was voted on by the goalie union every year, made up of all registered retired goaltenders, would be fantastic. Recognizing your peers.
I'm going to be really careful here because I don't think LA has one, but almost every single broadcast in the league has a former goaltender working in its broadcast capacity.
Yeah.
Is that a fair statement?
I would say probably at least 3/4 of them.
Okay. So right now, broadcasters are the ones who vote for the coach of the year. So why wouldn't, to your point, ex-goaltenders who are closest to the game still, I think they should absolutely vote on the Vezina. 100%. Yeah. I don't know what broadcasters have to do with coaches of the year and why they, you know, other than they talk to them and record interviews.
I was going to say, you vote for the one that gives you the more information in the morning skate.
Yeah. So, I'm open to a change here because ever since they voted Jim Carrey to win the thing in like the mid-90s, I was like, seriously? Like, the guy's not going to be head of the class here for very long.
I believe he won the goalie of the year in the AHL and in the NHL at the same time. Okay.
The Capitals were allowing about 20.1 shots per game that year. It was like, come on, he's not that good. Anyway.
Yeah, but listen, he was the flavor of the year, flavor of the month, the mask, Jim Carrey, the movie was out. It was fantastic. It worked out perfectly. And then they traded Jim Carrey for Billy Ranford, another goalie that was on the decline at the time. But hey, talk about goalie and goalie union. He's done a good job in LA over the years because he's been there as their goalie guru for years. So good on that. But no, you're right. Bobrovsky, let's go back to that. It was good and has another level to get to, which makes Florida dangerous in the next round. Getting, you know, again, trying to go back to the Stanley Cup Finals after losing last year to Vegas.
I think he looks amazing. Has the presence of a solid backup behind him this year helped? Of course. It helped last year, too, when he was struggling and Alex Lyon was able to rescue them and get them in. But
maybe the best part of Bobrovsky is he knows how to enhance a goalie interference call, which he did twice in the game yesterday.
Allegedly.
So, you know, allegedly, as John Cooper said, give credit to Bobrovsky. He quit on the play as soon as he felt he didn't want to say flop. He didn't use the word flop, but he basically said he drew it. I'm like, both goals were contacts inside the crease. It was easy calls to be made. One Florida won the challenge because they counted a goal, and the other one, Tampa, lost the challenge. It was no goal, and they wanted it to be a goal. They were desperate.
You know that, like, obviously you and John have a pretty good relationship, so you poke fun. You exchange text messages. He likes to make points about fashion. Yeah. So months down the road from now, when you see him again, please let him know that his team had no chance of winning game 5 based on what he wore last night. The bad combo, bad shirt, bad tie. This is like Gerard Gallant a couple of years ago with the Rangers in an elimination game. I'm like, dude, you're wearing a funeral outfit. What are you doing? And so, yeah, there was no lightning factor to it. There was no pop of lightning blue. I was just like, they have no chance.
Not only that, and he was trying to play the card early on. He argued something with the referee and the linesman, and then he looked on the Jumbotron and realized that he was clearly wrong. And then he's like yelling at the linesman, and he's like, hey, hey, hey. And I'm thinking he's going to go back at it. And he goes, my bad. And he tapped his chest. My bad. I just saw it. My bad. They showed him on the bench doing that. And I was like, oh, you lost it. You lost it. You don't want to give credit to the referees that much.
Well, we were going to do this. I guess we can still do it in a 30-second version. And we still have 2 more months to do it, potentially.
Yeah.
Stamkos or Patrick Kane, if the window was open for the Sabres to acquire either of them, sign either of them, which one would you take?
Well, to take a good line from Lindy Ruff's interview last week is that defense or offense. He started with defense and he said offense. He said right down the middle. Originally, I started with Patrick Kane. I'm like, oh, guy's a great playmaker. Would add on the power play, is dynamic. And he showed last year with Detroit how dynamic he can be. And I'm like, oh, wait a second. Like Stamkos, again, top 5 power play goals in the last 3 years, 40 goals this year, you know, plays the right side, which I think that's what the Sabres probably would need. And then I'm like, well, Kane could play the right side. He usually Stamkos plays more the left side. Kane could play the left side, but usually plays more the right side. But I mean, left, right, whatever. Like, let's move some people around. So I'm going to really sit on that barbed wire fence right now. And it hurts. It hurts. It hurts. But I can't pick one of them. I can't. I just can't.
Really?
I can't.
Okay, well, you sitting on the barbed wire is not a visual that I was hoping for. And
Which one would you take?
Huh?
Which
I'm
one
the host. I don't have to answer anything. Why do you think I've survived this long?
Oh. I know. Well, okay. Then I will ask you the question. Which one do you
Well, sorry, Marty. I got to remind people that exactly. for $22, yes. you can get season ticket memberships starting at $22 a game. That's because Lindy Ruff is back with the Sabres behind the bench, and we want to see you at KeyBank Center this coming season. And indeed, all you have to do to learn more is to visit sabres.com/join. More answers, maybe, coming up. At least you didn't make that noise that you made earlier in the show, Marty. Jeff and I didn't know where that came from, and at least that didn't come out of your mouth when we prompted you with Stamkos.
There's a little sound effect for you.
More sounds of the season after this on Sabres Live.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.